Welcome to Reflections. I'm your host, Catherine Apello. And in this podcast, I'm going to be guiding you through a meditation I've entitled Release to Embrace. A lot of times, we carry a lot of emotional baggage and deadwood, but we also carry it in terms of situations that are no longer working for us, and people that we feel obligated to be tied to, even though it's stagnating us career-wise and whatnot. So my hope is that this meditation will help you in just helping you to discern that and help you to release some of that dead wood, quote-unquote, baggage, emotional and otherwise. So I want you to get comfortable and please remember, do not listen to this meditation while driving or operating machinery or anything like that. Be wise. All right, so get comfortable. Sit back or lie back. Breathe and relax. Focus strictly on this meditation, on my voice. I want you to breathe and relax. Just feel the relaxation throughout your body, all around you. Just feel it. Feel the relaxation. Feel the relaxation. Stay focused on my voice, on the meditation. Good. Now, you're going to see a bridge with stones that seem like stairs, little steps. It's a very solid bridge. It's got solid railing. Just over the bridge is this beautiful glistening island. Beautiful colors and foliage. It's a beautiful place. It's called the Island of Release and Embrace. I want you to really see that bridge. I want you to go over to the bridge. Just really go over to that bridge. I want you to really see it. Really see it. Just focus on my voice. Stay focused on this meditation, on my voice. Good. Now you'll see the bridge. I want you to take hold of the railing. Now, I want you to begin to step on the bridge, and with each step, as I count from 10 to 1, you're going to cross the bridge and you're going to become more relaxed, able to release so you can embrace. 10. Focus on my voice, on this meditation. Relaxed. 9. 8. 7. Relaxed. 6. 5. 4. 3, you're almost over the bridge. You can see the island very clearly. Two. 1. Deeply relaxed, and you see the island. You can see it very clearly. And you just step off the bridge. And you reach the island of release to embrace. And you see the beautiful colors. You can see the entire panorama. And there's an ivory gate. It requires a key so you can go through the gate. So you can go to the island. Well, you have that key. So, Chichu, pause a moment. Good. And now take out the key. And unlock the gate. And enter the island. And get very comfortable. Find a spot. And again, just let your breathing relax you. Focused on my voice, on this meditation. And here you can very clearly get a clear picture. You can very clearly discern the things in your life, the baggage, the emotions, the blockages, the persons, the situations, everything that is stagnating and draining you, that's just sucking the life out of you, out of your dreams, big and small. You can clearly see what has you maybe just feeling void, tired, and worn, and empty inside. The total opposite of what you should be feeling. You can see what is the emotional baggage that you have to release, the emotional deadwood, and you see the situations that are the deadwood that you have to release. You can see what no longer works for you, your life, in every aspect of your life. People in your career maybe that you need to let go of that are stagnating you, that are draining you, that are not allowing you to fulfill your full potential and to really pursue the dreams that you want to pursue, that are in some way just draining you, and in every aspect of your life, because of maybe their bitterness, their whatever. Because they're maybe dead inside, and they're bitter, they're angry, they can't see your vision, they can't share your vision, for whatever reason. See it very objectively, very constructively, and just pause and really see this. Good. Get that picture in your head. Good. And now, I want you to really constructively understand all of this. Understand what is draining you, draining the very life out of you, out of your dreams, big and small. What has you so worn and empty and void, which is the total opposite of what your life should be? what's keeping you from truly living those big dreams, those small dreams, your dreams, rather than maybe someone else's dreams or someone else's interpretation of your dreams. Good. Now, to connect to wisdom, really connect to wisdom, and just really hold that for a moment, that connection to wisdom. Hit a pause button and just really hold that. Good. Now, I want you to really see long term, because you have this information in you. We all do. What will bring you to achieve constructively those dreams, big and small dreams, and what will really bring you to be fully alive? I mean every fiber of your being to be alive. Heart, body, spirit, and soul, joyful, every day to be alive, to be creative, whatever that creativity means to you, whatever creative is to you, however that manifests for you. See everything that you need to embrace, that you need to do constructively to embrace that which will bring you to be alive, truly alive and live, to be truly alive, heart, body, spirit, and soul. Heart, body, spirit, and soul, organically, naturally, having released the deadwood, the emotional baggage, having released situations in your life, etc., that are draining, that are sucking the life out of you. Really constructively seeing how you will do this. Constructively, wisely, constructively. And what you will constructively and very wisely embrace to bring that aliveness every day to your life, that joy every day to your life, that joie de vie, as they say, I think that's how they say it in French, every day to your life. Really constructively see yourself embracing this, having constructively released what had to be released for the greater good of all, and embracing what has to be embraced for the greater good of all. Particularly for your greatest good, and therefore for the greatest good. Because for the greatest good, you need to be truly alive and thrive, to feel and be alive on every level, to be able to live those dreams, big and small. And it's important to have people in your life that also can share all of that, and that will grow with you, and that will really help you to live all those big dreams and those small dreams and all that potential, that don't drain, but do just the opposite. So constructively see the release and the embrace, release of what has to be released, the embrace of what could be embraced and can be embraced, and embrace it. See the constructive embracing of it. See it all constructively come about. Really see it. You have the resources, internal, every resource to constructively have it come about, to make it so, and you too. Now just take this in. Take this in for a moment. Really take this in. Breathe and relax. See this wonderful, alive life having come to fruition constructively, wisely, beautifully, powerfully. In a most wonderful way, unfold. See it, feel it, envision it. You've made it happen constructively. I want you to just pause and hold that. Hold that. Really take a hold of that. Pause and take a hold. Really see it. Good. And now I want you to kind of prepare yourself to come back to the present. So I want you to just breathe and relax. Again, focused on my voice. Good. Now come back to the bridge. Start coming back to the bridge. Good. And I'm going to bring you back to the present moment. This meditation, the ability to release and embrace constructively, wisely, firmly, with a backbone, and powerfully. When I say powerfully, I mean with a strong focus and center, is in you. And you can access this and make the changes you need to make to your life so you can be truly alive, heart, body, spirit, and soul, long-term, every day, and be in joy of life. Be joyful of life, of being alive, of creating, and so much more. And if that means releasing the old, coming into the new, then you're able to do that constructively. You do it. Good. Now, take a hold of the railing of the bridge. And again, I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and you're going to come back to the present moment, relaxed and refreshed. 1, 2, 3, back to the present, back to the moment, back to the now. 4, 5, back to the present, to the now, to the moment, very relaxed, alert, yet very, very relaxed. And if it's time for you to go to sleep, you'll be able to go to sleep. If you're listening to it in the morning and you need to go to work and do your day's thing, you'll be able to do that. 6, 7, 8. Almost over the bridge, back to the present. This meditation with you, able to release in order to embrace. 9, fully coming into the present. 10, fully back in the present, in the here and now. Welcome back to the present moment. I hope that this meditation helps you. And until the next podcast, may the sun shine on you. May you live in peace and wisdom. And may you be able to release what has to be released. If necessary, release the old and embrace the new. Namaste. Shalom and amen.